your specialism.
Illustration, right? Okay. Okay. Go for it. Tell me what's your theme in this in the t-shirt thing.
Well, it's community.
Right. Okay.
Looking at how there's not many things for like younger
people
to
do, sure.
Teenagers.
Sure.
Focusing more also on the community, looking at karaoke, seeing
yes.
how it brings
oh, yes.
together.
Oh yes, yeah, you're the singing girl, right?
Sure. So I'm going out tomorrow to do some primary research to
okay.
do karaoke, to take photos of like compositions. I've just been doing like little sketches of how I kind of want it to look on the t-shirt, kind of.
Right.
But just to get us like an idea of what poses,
sure.
but that's what I'll be doing tomorrow.
Sure.
Yeah.
I love the strength of the imagery of the
this
characters.
One's really fun.
I like
yeah,
this
it's
one.
Really funky. Really funky. Yeah.
Really fun.
That one's my favourite. Yeah.
Okay. So and the message you're putting out there is how are you going to communicate this message of karaoke and fun and what's missing, where the gap in the market is, as it were, and
I need to think of
a strap line, yes,
to go underneath.
To go underneath,
but
yeah.
I haven't.
Okay. So why karaoke? Why what is it about karaoke that
well,
pulls communities together?
Me
or
personally, I find like I love going out to do karaoke. Like
okay.
I love going out with my friends. I feel like even when like you go out and do karaoke, you meet so many new people.
Sure.
And like you kind of just like everyone comes together. Like
yes.
nobody judges each other.
No.
And I think it's a great way for people to who are kind of like lonely and don't want to go out. It's a good way for them to go and experience it and find
yeah.
new people.
That's
what
you communicate
yeah.
I've just had some ideas of
yes.
because karaoke like is for everyone.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really nice to show inclusion through your characters of like the different cultures that we have here
yes.
in the island.
Older, younger as well, maybe?
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like I feel like this is not racist, I am Asian, there needs to be an Asian in here because we love karaoke.
Yeah,
and I know it's Jersey, but you can replicate different the varied cultures here.
Yeah.
I just had this mad idea of a Zimmer frame.
Under
wiggling,
a disco ball.
Wiggling, yes, on a disco ball, yes.
But I think
yeah.
inclusion is key here.
Yes, yeah. And they're very white.
They are literally.
I lost the pen.
That's okay.
Someone took
the pen. No, that's all right. That's okay. I'm just doing a BBC thing.
I feel like there needs to
be
a tagline here.
Yeah.
Like underneath.
Yeah, there needs to be some wording.
Yeah, I haven't found a phrase yet from my research.
Or are they individual words? I mean, what you're saying about community, it's engagement, it's you know. Lose the loneliness. Are there some key words that you could
yeah.
put in there?
Yeah.
Rather than a phrase, if you can't think of a phrase, are there some key words that you think, no, this is what this means?
Yeah.
You used the word inclusion, didn't you?
Inclusion. Well, I come up with a tagline, the karaoke collective.
Yeah.
Or something like
with
that.
With a K?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Collective
karaoke
with a K.
Collective with a K.
Collective with a K.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, only because it's karaoke. You start with a K and you end with a K. I mean, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, okay.
Because obviously, because C becomes a hard letter. So collective is with a C, but it's almost as it has a K on it. Isn't
okay,
it?
Got you.
So I'm just trying to. Sorry, that's.
But the right. word collective
yes,
means
yes.
like.
Yes,
lots
yeah,
of
bring
you
people together. Yes,
coming
yes.
back together.
Okay. You don't need to use the K on collective.
Have to leave that.
That's fine. It's just it's only really to do well. Again, we're looking for taglines and stuff like that, and it's just a way of turning it into a tagline as opposed to just simply two words, you know, which you'd use traditionally.
Mm.
So that's my thought. So you can put the K back in again if you want.
I'll put both. Look, all.
All. Yeah, all. Either all. Oh, you could switch karaoke with it. You could spell karaoke with a C, and then put collective with a K.
People will think we can't spell.
Well, that's right. Yes. Well, that was. I think that was something
these
which
was artists.
I know, but this is something I think done. It was at a Tory conference or something like that, and everybody said that they'd spelt a word British or something like that incorrectly on a bag.
Okay.
But they'd done it deliberately to get people to look at it and go, oh, They spelled British wrong. Yeah. They can't even spell it, you know, and then go, and all the marketing guys go, yeah, of course, that's the point.
But I do think that there needs to be some wording here to tie us in. You show David some of your artist research, because we found this really cool karaoke club that already has karaoke t-shirts.
I keep wanting to say club with a K.
You do that.
Oh, no. Oh, you've got K with a K instead of a C. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're just really fun.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You know, there's like obviously that's hinting to a specific culture there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've used like a character that's, I think, it's a bar. Yeah, I don't know. There could be a fun, like I mentioned inclusion earlier, do they have to all be people, you know?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
There's something we call, this is what we call anthropomorphism, where you give an animal human characteristics, like he's got a headband, holding a microphone. Mm. Like, oh, I didn't realise that one. Yeah, that's quite fun. No regrets.
No regrets, yeah.
And it's got like an address on it. It's quite fun.
That'd be interesting, isn't it? Actually, you talk about the address. Is there a place in Jersey which is currently vacant?
Empty, okay.
Which is an address of Six Esplanade or something like that, which is currently empty.
I'll write that down.
You with me?
You might accidentally send people there ready for karaoke.
No, I know. But what I'm just saying is, the idea behind it is that you're trying to get reuse of a site, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're trying to say, there isn't anything for kids to do. Here's an empty building. You could do this.
Yeah.
Why don't we turn this into a karaoke den? You know, so therefore, if you name a place or a site, it just gives you, again, it just links into all of this idea of how we're using spaces, why are we not using spaces?
Yeah.
Any suggestions of empty spaces?
Well,
the
most obvious one is the whole of the Social Security building on Lamont Street.
Okay.
I mean, there's a whole series of buildings. It's not just the Social Security building. The next one along is a school, was a school.
Well, I used to go to gigs there, so that quite likely might be soundproofed already.
It might be, yes, I don't know. But okay. So, but all along there, there's a whole series of buildings. I mean, there's two vacant homes on the St. Saviour's Road, which are at the end of Gas Place, which overlook St. Saviour's Road.
Quite like Lamotte Street.
Lamotte Street, yeah.
It's just three nice words.
Well, that's right. And you could say, yes, as you say.
And it was known for music.
Was it? Yes, it was. It was.
I used to go to so many gigs there.
Yeah, exactly. Good point.
So, like,
that's really
bring that
back
maybe.
Yeah. And we've managed to get away from all the C's and K's.
That was a ridiculous argument.
Thank you. My pleasure. Yeah.
How do you feel about this project?
I think it's really interesting. I mean, again, it's just nice and fresh. I think it's really fresh. It's nothing that I would have even dreamt of. But again, this is the problem we have, is you guys are not, and it's not your fault really, the system doesn't allow you guys to communicate upwards into, you know, thought processes and policies, you know, and who we should talk to for policy ideas and who we should, you know, and it doesn't matter that you may come up with a completely bonkers idea. The point is you come up with an idea and you think, well, hang on, and then someone out there says, this could work, but we just need to tweak it a bit like that, you know. So it's this transfer of ideas and thoughts and things like that. And I think this is, you know, today has been just amazing with all the different, you know, thinking that's going on. So, yeah, well done.
I really like their use of like two colours.
Yeah, I really like that.
I think that should be something you play around with.
And again, that's where the t-shirt base back of the t-shirt colour you pick can be used.
You can look on the TMIL website.
I'll see the different.
Yeah, I'll send you the link, but there's so much variety. Lovely.
Perfect.
So just keep going, keep pushing this style of drawing, because for me this is the most successful out of all three.
Yeah, I like this one.
And I like that there's no background.
Yeah.
I quite like that they're the sole focus of the image.
Yeah.
And it really, really does scream karaoke.
Yes, yeah.
I thought so.
I do yeah. like the disco ball. Can you bring that in?
Into here?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I did as well.
Is this teacher's demand?
It's just feedback. They don't have to do what I ask, and half the time they don't.
I'm trying to remind myself of the 90s when I was dancing around.
All right, brilliant. Thank you so much.